mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be talking about how the First Amendment's being violated with a special guest in the third hour. This is the second hour of this Tuesday, the 25th of January, 2005 edition. And we will get to Bob and Mike and George and Chris and everybody else coming up in the next segment. I'm going to air the inauguration comments by The Daily Show. It's pretty funny, also scary. Also, central bank shift reserves away from the U.S. More fake terror alerts. So much coming up. Joining us is Paul Watson, my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, what is some of the news with your weekly report you're bringing us in this hour that you want to go over?
Well, Alex, obviously we need to go over the subject which is causing a bit of a wave on the internet at the moment, which is the hand signals, which were very much in evidence at the inauguration. A big debate going on in that. So we need
and on
to
the website, you've
that.
Got other Tommy Franks and Dan Quayle and foreign presidents doing it. It's everybody loves UT.
Yeah, even the devil himself apparently now is a UT fan. So we can plow through the hypocrisy on that one. Al Zarqawi apparently was captured again for the third time. And then released by accident, so can go through that.
And it makes for great propaganda when the globalists grab some poor soul and cut their head off and put them in a cage and have them beg and, those Arabs. But he's known CIA, and all the big European papers and people are starting to point this out.
Well, yeah, more developments in Iraq, the trial of Saddam Hussein.
His lawyer's now in hiding.
Yeah, and the latest police state developments with these drug-sniffing dogs being reintroduced or reauthorized. And
also, don't drive with an apple in your hand.
Yeah, a lady was under helicopter police surveillance and ran up a legal bill of £10,000 for having an apple in her hand, so... We can connect that to what's happening in the U.S., so a lot to go through.
Well, a man was scooping snow out of his own driveway, and that was not allowed. You're not allowed to do things for yourself, only the government can, and he's in deep trouble.
Yeah, I mean, we've had several articles. I mean, obviously the Supreme Court ruling that drug-sniffing dogs can be used in traffic stops.
Even when there's no probable cause.
Yeah, so, I mean, the question is, what kind of people are they going to go after? Maybe the Orlando man who was... forced by the nice police officer to empty out a pewter containing his dead baby's ashes on the suspicion that it was drugs. Maybe, you know, the dogs will be called on him next
time. Yeah, the man told him, he said, look, the pewter cross is my baby. My baby died. There's pictures of him. Please don't do it. Please don't. Yes, I am doing it. And just poured it out on the side of the road. Ha ha!
Shows the mentality. And as you mentioned, it's big news here in Britain today. The case of this woman who was making a left-hand turn with an apple in her hand. She hadn't even committed the crime of biting into the apple.
And that's part of this new thing where the cameras in the cars are going to monitor us.
Yeah, no food allowed, no cell phones. That was just the start of it. No talking to the passenger. You know, they've got laws passing in California. No,
by the way, that's in the news, yeah. We're all criminals.
And so, I mean, yeah, this woman was, a police helicopter was specially called to surveil the situation because...
Yeah, that's time well spent. That's time well spent, yeah. But your borders are wide open. They allow the channel each night for thousands of illegals to walk across, and I have video the police have been ordered to let them come through.
Yeah, it's time well spent. Meanwhile, we have cases where people are being attacked by mobs in their cars, and the police take 2 hours to get there.
That's right. There's a big epidemic of burned-out cars. They don't just attack you. They then burn your car, and the highways are littered with burned cars. But don't eat an apple, Paul. Okay? And don't defend yourself if one of these people breaks in your house. You understand me? Good. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second hour. I promise we'll get to your calls early in this hour, and we're also going to go over a whole plethora of news, more fake terror alerts, this time in Texas. We've got, they're capturing supposed al-Qaeda leaders again and again and again and again. I want to talk about the inauguration some more, all this different police state stuff. But Paul Watson, we've got this on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I want to play this little 3 or 4 minute piece by The Daily Show, which I think says it quite nicely about the inauguration. First off, do you have any comments about the inauguration?
Well, yeah, it was a police state showcase, and it was Orwellian in the extreme. I mean, just the clips that you had in the five-minute segment that we put on Prison Planet TV show that it was basically an inauguration of royalty, and that's exactly what the Bush family were referred to as by the sycophantic media commentators. So I think...
What about that voice going, "Look at your leader! He is incredible!" In fact, do you guys have that clip isolated? Yeah, grab that. Your great leader. Look at him. Listen to this, folks. It doesn't get any more Orwellian than this. You got it? He's having to grab it out of the computer. I always spring this on him. But and then calling him royalty, calling his wife royalty, and there's 60, count it, 666 troops. Wasn't that a weird clip, too?
Or is this the exact same thing as if the Queen does a tour here in Britain? You know, the public dress system in the inauguration was, you know, wave to your leader, show that you love America. And that's exactly the case that we have here in Britain. Whenever the Queen goes on a little tour, she waves to everybody in there.
Well, you know, I love our Bill of Rights and Constitution. I don't love George Bush or Bill Clinton or anybody else. Any of these other puppets. Here's that clip. Listen to it.
The President of the United States, George W. Bush, and First Lady Laura Bush. Wave to them. Let them know that you love America. Wave to them. Let them know that you love America.
Well, then, isn't that special?
You could put that in any dystopian film, you know, made over the last 20 years or so, and it would fit perfectly like a glove.
It's the and every time people would boo, every time people would boo Bush, that guy's voice would start talking over them, or they just fade their audio down. I have it on tape, Paul.
Yeah, and actually Peter Jennings is making the same comment. Maybe, you know, letting himself go a bit. But he was saying that he noticed that any time some boos came through on the audio, that the audio was faded down, or the announcer spoke over the boos, so it was a deliberate policy. And it was actually carried in a UPI article that that was the case.
And I was sitting there watching it. Oh, that sounds like freedom with a loudspeaker. Oh, the loudspeakers were all over town. It was deafening, this voice. In fact, I've got hours and hours of this, and I mean, literally, there's worse stuff. That's what my video guy just threw a bunch of tapes at him and said, you know, find these clips. And there was other stuff on there like, what a leader! He loves America! What a president! Look at him! I've got to find those. Here's that Daily Show clip, folks. So stay with us. We'll come back and take your calls.
The president then settled in for his second inaugural address. You remember the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, used his second inaugural address to declare, with malice towards none, charity for all. That's how he said it. Bush's 21-minute oration had themes of its own. See if you can pick them out.
There is no justice without freedom. When you stand for your liberty, those who deny freedom proclaims liberty, the message of freedom, of American freedom, its advance of freedom in the cause of freedom, definition of liberty, of freedom, of liberty, and the Liberty Bell attain their own freedom, of human freedom. Liberty. Did our generation advance the cause of freedom when freedom came under attack? Of freedom, of liberty, of freedom toward liberty, the meaning and promise of liberty. Freedom now. For a union based on liberty, of liberty, and America's ideal of freedom, our own freedom, the call of freedom in freedom's cause. Liberty for all, greater freedom from want, and freedom in the history of freedom, liberty.
The final score, and I promise you, you can count it yourself in the transcript of the speech, Freedom 27, Liberty 15. It was a noble effort by Liberty, which, as you know, has been playing hurt since the Patriot Act. But in the end, Liberty was no match for freedom, which will now move on to take on justice in the cliche bowl.
Is that all the clip? I've actually got the whole Daily Show clip. Maybe we can find that. It gets worse. He plays clips of his speech and goes, that's George Bush. We talks about evil will cross our borders, burning, death, and destruction. He goes, I didn't know we elected the dungeon keeper. Paul?
Yeah, well, it's a simple tactic of changing the definition of labels, freedom and liberty. And they can throw them out all day while destroying them. I mean, it's like Condoleezza Rice saying that there's a new definition of torture. And, you know, sure, raping children and sodomizing old women with chemical glow sticks is torture, but only if you use the old, out-of-date definition of torture.
And they've actually said this in testimony, and Alberto, I Love Torture, Gonzalez's own memo says, it's not torture if we torture them to organ failure and death if we didn't intend to kill them.
Yeah, the new definition of raping children in front of their parents is pressure. Because we need to rape the children to get the information out of them. You know, sure, we arrested them because they didn't present their papers at checkpoint, but who knows, they could be a terrorist.
By the way, Congress admits they saw hundreds of videos, thousands of photos, the stuff you didn't see. They released the lightest stuff, you know, bodies beaten to death, people having to perform sex on each other, horrible, perverted. You know, it's all perverted. The stuff at Camp X-Ray is all perverted. This is demonic, people. I mean, it'd be one thing if they were torturing them, you know, on a rack or something, you know, like the Inquisition. No. This, and then that's bad enough. This is all perverted. I mean, this is serial killer type stuff. This is what serial killers do when they grab your 14-year-old daughter off the street and they find her skeleton years later. Then they, you know, bust the serial killer and he's got a videotape of what he did. This is the stuff they do, people. So I guess next time they bust a serial killer who grabs some 5-year-old kid and tortured him and raped him, I guess the serial killer can go, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, Alberto Gonzalez. Folks, we're not kidding here.
And it's the same case with the Britain's Abu Ghraib, where we're supposed to believe that the worst of it was making them run around with milk crates on their heads, while the latest report says that the Iraqi police are still torturing as routine. They've been trained to torture.
Well, why wouldn't they? They were trained in the U.S. in the 80s when Saddam was the ally, and our government admits 98% of the Ba'ath Party's been put back into control.
Yeah, now the latest recruits to the Iraqi police force are another 100 former Ba'athist Party members, so it's the same system going back in there.
Yeah, but the Arabs aren't human beings, so it's okay. What
That's
do you
a justification.
Think? Yeah, and I hear this every day, listening to talk. I mean, every day, folks. This is everywhere. The callers, the hosts, they're not humans. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are, too. Well, we're in a war, and we got to be tough. Well, the next time our soldiers get tortured, what are you going to say? You know, I'll be against it when it happens. Paul, what do you think about Tony Blakely, the editor of the Washington Times, saying, let's arrest Seymour Hersh and execute him?
Yeah, there was an editorial in the Washington Times that people who blow the whistle on these kind of procedures should be charged under espionage. So any journalist that speaks out against the Bush administration is committing a criminal offense.
And he lists the U.S. Code, the death penalty.
Yeah. And it's the same case with the media in Iraq. Anyone who criticizes the coalition authority will find themselves either gunned down or the whole TV station or the newspaper will be shut down. And Alawi personally likes to execute people himself. And
oh, yeah, that's been in the BBC.
Now.
He enjoys it himself. The blood splatters on his face, and he's a nice man. But what about Chalibi? Chalibi isn't getting in trouble for raping and murder and killing and all the stuff, or stealing money, $300 million. He's getting in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, for, quote, making disparaging comments about Alawi, his cousin.
His cousin, yeah.
No, that's the quote. He will be arrested and given life in prison when he is apprehended for making disparaging remarks about the defense ministry. So that's the freedom in Iraq.
And he had to flee Jordan before the war itself for massive bank embezzlement. And meanwhile, on the subject of Saddam Hussein's former people, Saddam Hussein's lawyer has gone into hiding under threat of his life. Meanwhile, Saddam himself rots away dying of cancer, so he won't be able to spill the beans on his business partners. They've had a rehearsal of the trial, according to the London Times, a rehearsal of the trial. I didn't know, you know, that legal trials were supposed to be rehearsed, scripted events. But, I mean, that's a new definition of things. The trial's already been rehearsed.
Well, it's like the election. They won't tell you where the polls are. No one running against installed candidates is public until after the election. This is freedom, sir.
And also Wolfowitz, it's come out that this fake torture story that was on the front page of the Washington Post right before the war was just like the old Hill and Knowlton PR crafted Kuwaiti babies being thrown out of incubator stories back before the first Gulf War. It was totally faked.
Totally faked, admitted, and now they paid a woman to lie and say she was raped.
Yeah,
don't worry, there's real raping going on now.
10 times the extent it was under Saddam Hussein, yeah.
Well, maybe that's what was wrong. They trained him to do all this and he didn't do it enough.
Well, the people were allowed to own guns, and it was a vastly more free society than it is now. where people are forced to eye scan to enter their own town.
How could Saddam stand around 5,000 people with machine guns? That's a good point. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. All right, let's dive into your calls right now. So we got plenty of time to cover this stack of news here with Paul Watson. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay, it's actually Roy in Michigan.
Okay, Roy in Michigan. Go ahead.
I want to put up another billboard, but before I do, I wanted to take and confirm the fact. Has Gonzalez been confirmed as the Attorney General? And how about the new head of Homeland Security?
Yes, they're saying they're going to confirm him, and
but it hasn't been there.
Michael Chertoff hasn't been confirmed yet. Paul?
Chertoff hasn't. I believe Gonzalez has.
Yeah.
Gonzalez has been confirmed, but the other has not.
That's right.
Okay, and then the other thing is that we have to, people have to get ready to take and resist. And the only way you're going to do this is get your food and your gun, at least one or two guns away from the house, to be prepared to resist. The people who are not prepared for this, they're going to be just joining in with the rest of them going door to door. Because if they are not prepared to resist, how are they going to resist? They're going to have to take that file chip. And the scripture is full of it. And it's the one thing that we can't overlook. It doesn't cost that much to prepare for the people that don't have a lot of money, but they need to take and get a place to flee to. And they need to get up their food, and they need to get up their guns. These are just like the days of Noah. And there ain't no doubt about it.
The globalists are engineering mass calamities to bring in their new world order. Thanks for the call. Good points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Bob in Ohio. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'd like to have your permission to recite something that I think is really timely that a famous musician wrote.
Okay.
It takes about 40 seconds. Here goes. I am gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I've existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the industry and government, too, for I'm destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the best you can get. I'm the garbage oozing out of your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you. Eat the garbage that I feed you. Till the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help. None will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into our mold. And you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
Wow, who said that?
He also said this to our parents. All your poor, unfortunate children will all be victims of the lies that you believe. You ready for this? Frank Zappa.
Well, that's great.
And that was written years and years and years ago. And I never cared for his music. I never knew much about him until I read his book. And then I realized what a good patriot he was. And also, I got a question. Who is that guy in your commercials that said, we can use this disaster for a new world order? And
That's Gary Hart at a CFR meeting that's in the Road to Tyranny film.
Okay, and who was the other one after that that sounded like he was going to sing Winchester Cathedral through one of those megaphones?
Well, that's George Bush, Sr.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, calling for a new world order. That's all in the film. Great points. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments on what he said?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of musicians have come out with the same sentiments. The problem is that the ones you'll see on MTV are the ones that talk about drugs and sexual permissiveness, like the hip-hop movement. There's a whole portion of that which solely focuses on things like 9/11, but it doesn't get any airtime, so in the minds of the masses, it doesn't exist.
Which is what the White House says. They told the New York Times, we now dictate reality. It doesn't matter what we said yesterday. It doesn't matter what we say today, because we'll say something else tomorrow, and we've got the force, we've got the military force, and so there's nothing you can do.
Yep, and they'll change definitions on the very things they said, like, you know, weapons of mass destruction and reasons for going to war.
Let's talk to George in Seattle. George, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of references in rock and roll music about the New World Order. The new band Velvet Revolver has one called The Big Machine. I'm a slave to the New World Order. I mean, even these people. I think one of the most political albums done was Metallica's Injustice for All, and it speaks about all this. And this was back in 88. So
No, that's true about Metallica and their songs expose the phony liberals, the phony conservatives. They talk about the New World Order, but...
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just that's just a valid point the last caller made. I mean, there's even guys like Leonard Cohen did a song called The Future, speaking of the same thing, and he's, you know, he's not very well known in the States, but there you go. It's everywhere.
Thanks. What else is on your mind, George?
That's it. That's just what I wanted to, that's what I was going to bring up, and you beat me to it.
Really? That's synchronicity. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, talk to Kim and others, then jump into a ton of news with Paul Watson. You do not want to miss it. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Kim and Andy and Harvey and others are about to take some of your calls, and we'll plunge right back into the news. In fact, let's just do that right now. Kim in Texas. Welcome, Kim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon to you, me lady.
I just wanted to start off by, I know you don't like thank yous, but I've never thanked you, and I just want to thank both of you for all that you do. You're just so important to exposing this, and I just can't thank you enough.
Well, I want to thank you for being involved and, you know, calling into the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if either one of you have ever seen a movie called Equilibrium.
No, but people keep telling me about it, where they forcibly drug you in the future, kind of a knockoff of Brave New World.
Well, yeah, I just heard you describing the future America, and that's exactly what that movie's about. Everything's gray, white, and black. It's post-World War III.
Well, see, that's because that's the official colors. I actually have read the funded federal plans of the uniforms we're going to wear.
Yeah, and everyone's on this drug called Prozium, and everybody takes their daily intervals at the same time every day. And the only people that have a job, really, per se, that's important are those people that are fighting the resistance, that are fighting those people that, you know, want to have emotions and that are hiding books, because books and things like that aren't allowed.
So. Well, that may cause Al-Qaeda to get us. I mean, we've got Tony Blakely, the Washington Times editor, saying, arrest Seymour Hersh and execute him.
Yeah. Well,
arrest and execute Seymour Hersh for reporting on torture and the rest of it.
Yeah, and I had one more thing I wanted to ask you. Do you know where the UT symbol came from? Does anybody know?
Well, yeah, they just chose the Spanish cow or the Spanish bull with the long horns. And then, in fact, that's a good segue into this, Kim. And thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Paul on this. But let's talk about the, I was watching it, not just when he was in the box or at the review stands or at the ball. Bush was flashing it over and over again in the parade when he got out and walked. And we put together an article about it and posted all these public officials and famous people doing it. Give us your analysis of that, Paul.
Well, here's the bottom line on it. You know, whether you think it means hook 'em horns, hang loose, I love you in sign language, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, you should know them by their fruits. I still get emails saying that it can't be satanic because Bush is a pulpit preaching Christian. And, a Christian who truly understood what this meant would not flash it on dozens of occasions during one of the most widely televised events in 4 years.
The original symbol is Hail Satan, or calling down the power of the devil. And when Europeans, it was all over the Associated Press and BBC, what did Europeans do when they saw it?
Well, they were shocked. They were outraged because it's well known as a satanic symbol. You know, we've got photos of Aleister Crowley doing the same thing. Would a real Christian mimic something that Aleister Crowley liked to do? And above all that, you know, would a Christian join a secret society which has satanic initiation rituals? You know, devil equals death. The BBC got the recording out of Skull and Bones. It's on the website. And people try and pass it off as saying, you know, well, Bush was just a misguided college student. Well, you don't see him retracting it and denouncing Skull and Bones.
Well, he goes to Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, which is the worship of a symbol of an ancient deity to which children were sacrificed. Real Christians wouldn't go there. It's pretty obvious.
But it's all coincidental.
Yeah, so when you see the literal examples of that with the flashing of the sign, then obviously that leads us.
But what really proves it is, why do we have Dan Quayle on the website doing it? Why do we have the Italian president doing it? Why do we have Tommy Franks doing it? Why do we have the royal family doing it? One of Queen Elizabeth's siblings. Why do we have Prince Henry doing it? Why do we have all these famous, the cover of the Yellow Submarine? Tell them what's on that.
Well, yeah, it's John Lennon doing the same thing.
On Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, they just accidentally put Aleister Crowley's face on there too.
Yeah, and you know, what a real Christian. I mean, you don't see like people like Tex Mars or Chuck Baldwin walking around flashing El Diablo, do you? And that's because they're real Christians. That's the point. Bush is not.
And they love it because they love double meanings. Oh, it's UT. We like UT. That's why we constantly do this.
Double meanings, just like the giant fasci symbol in the U.S. House of Representatives building where Bush gives his State of the Union every year. The mace as well. It all goes back to Roman power and authority. So they do love the double meanings.
That's right. I mean, the exact same bundle of sticks with the hatchet on the top is what Hitler gave speeches behind him. And the mace with the eagle on it, I mean, it's all there.
Yeah, it was on Nazi postage stamps, it was on fascist Italian propaganda posters, Mussolini was photographed with it. So they do use those double meanings to signify their power and authority over the minions which they treat us as. So the debate on whether people are overreacting to it is moot, because all the admitted practices of this inclination of occultism, Satanism, are already there in the first place.
Yeah, Paul, that story got really big on the web, and it still is. Will you please add the Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove information? And point out to people, you know, he's not just doing this. And then ask the question, when we got Aleister Crowley doing it and Anton LaVey doing it, we need to add those. When we have all these, you know, are they UT Longhorn fans too?
That's exactly the point that people seem to keep missing, judging by the volume of emails that it generated. So, yeah, we need to point that out.
What percentage of the emails disagree with us?
About half of them disagree. About half of them understand the point we're trying to make, mainly because you know, it's been linked on several other websites.
Well, why is Dan Quayle doing it? I mean, does Dan Quayle like UT too?
Apparently. So does the devil. You got the devil doing it, and, you know, three different representations of it.
You got a photo of a satanic ceremony where they're doing it.
Satanic ceremony, Aleister Crowley. Granted, I mean, the most amount of emails I've had on it is about how Stuart Little's innocent. So we'll grant people that Stuart Little's maybe doing the hang loose sign. But the rest of it's there, and anyone can go look at it right now.
And again, this isn't in a vacuum. We have Skull and Bones, we have Bohemian Grove, we have all this happening. I want to get to the other news, what's happening in Iraq, the election, the police state where you get arrested for eating an apple or having an apple in your car. That's the London Telegraph. But before we do that, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, it just keeps expanding. And like this week, I believe we've got some of the excerpts from your latest film going up there for free for everyone to watch. And what's already up there is worth the entrance money alone. We've got all Alex Jones's videos, documentary films, dozens of weekly reports, which have been going up there every week since we launched the website, the best audio interviews from the Alex Jones Show, my book, Order Out of Chaos, Alex's book, Descent into Tyranny, other books on there, special reports for members only, and, you know, all that for 15 cents a day. If you subscribe for a year, we take credit card and PayPal.
And 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. So go try a monthly subscription if you're online. And if you want hard copies of any of my films or Paul's book or my book or any of the other videos and books we carry, go to InfoWars.com, peruse the shopping cart, watch clips of the films, read excerpts of the books, research it, decide what you're going to order, get my videos, make copies of them. Call toll-free to get hard copies. Right now, folks, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Bring it to your preacher. You know, they admit Bush goes there. And show them the video of this and show it to them and say, now, is this Christian? 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I got a deal where you get Paul Watson's 320-page book, my 220-page book, both books for $19.95. You save about $10 on that. I also have a deal where you get four 9/11 videos and Paul Watson's book for $59.95, a $53 discount. I have deals where you buy one Road to Tyranny for the regular price, each additional copy $5.95. Just a bunch of crazy deals. Take advantage of it. And think, well, the media is too powerful, you know, you can't wake people up. All we have to do is wake somebody up. They've got to keep reapplying their lives. That's why they're so weak, despite their overwhelming force. It's a paper tiger. 1-888-253-3139. Let's talk to Andy in New York. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I got clued into you a couple months ago by a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. But he's listening right now. More to the point is we've been making copies, and I've been cluing people in slowly but surely. But the main thing is, of course, is like especially if you try to write into your local newspaper now, if it smacks of anything close to incriminating on Mr. Bush, it really isn't printed. And when I finally got through to the publisher, I was told by his secretary, don't talk about things like that. Don't call here anymore about things like that. Trying to basically, I guess, scare me. But
writing letters to the editor about government involvement in 9/11?
Oh yeah. And they're just like they're, you know, virulently, you know, we don't want to talk to you.
Well, a lot of newspapers have been publishing those. I get letters every week. Every week with a cutout of a letter to the editor talking about the New World Order, talking about 9/11. So what's the name of your newspaper?
It's Syracuse. It's in Post Standard. Called Post Standard. And
the Post Standard, though, it says it's a thought crime, so.
Well, I guess the idea is we shouldn't talk about it over the phone, even to the secretary of the publisher.
Maybe they agree with Tony Blakely that Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, should be arrested and executed for talking about prior knowledge.
I'm assuming so, because they certainly don't seem to want to talk about those sort of. Well, that's why I use public access in my area. And I replay your shows and talk to people about it. And you'd be surprised. Not a single person who ever comes up to me ever denies the information. When they went out and finally looked it up for themselves, it was never that. It was always, especially, they were glad because they were always afraid they'd lose their job, or then they can't pay the mortgage, feed the kids. You know, the whole concept, the whole...
telling me that the feedback you're getting is almost entirely positive.
Oh, most certainly.
That's what I get. And most people that are out doing this, everybody believes them, is waking up. I mean, it's a rarity to find somebody who isn't waking up. But then I get the call where somebody says, nobody listens to me. They all laugh at me. And I go, wait, you only talk to your family. Yes, my family. Salesmen will tell you, it's harder to sell your family something than a complete stranger. Because they have this baggage. And family thinks you're trying to put them down.
Well, my father repeatedly has always expressed the view that I shouldn't make waves. Never that I was a liar, because they always wanted me to be a priest or a lawyer or a doctor, that sort of thing. I was an altar boy for many years. But more to the point is, it was never when they saw my show, it was never that I was a liar, that I got to make waves. When I see something wrong, I mean, that's what I was taught. I mean,
slaves don't make waves. You keep it up, Andy. God bless you. Comments on what Andy was saying, Paul?
Well, yeah, he was talking about petitioning the media and so forth. They're trying to create this scaremongering thing with a few individual cases. For example, Christopher Broder, who was arrested for telephoning Mayor Bloomberg's office too many times.
And he already won a lawsuit where they falsely arrested him and falsely charged him 2 years ago.
Yeah, no.
And he says it's all lies again this time.
Yeah, and this is why they're trying to enact these spam laws, because people send out, you know, our articles out to O'Reilly@FoxNews.com. So they get them. They know we're out here. But, you know, they call it spam. And so that is now becoming criminal offense. And they're also talking about charging on emails. So these
and, again, that'll
emails,
all be selectively enforced.
Yeah, to prevent people from engaging in petitioning the media and local government.
Or communicating with each other. But if an email starts costing a penny a piece, folks, they'll make billions and billions of dollars. They're going to use it to regulate and control the web, they've already said, and then we won't have instant dissemination. That will break that down.
That's exactly what they fear most. That's why it took, you know, 40 years for 80% of people to believe that the government was involved in the JFK assassination, yet only 3 for 50% to believe the government was involved in 9/11 because of that instant transaction of communication, which is, you know, achieved via the internet. That's why they're trying to control it, because we've got the momentum.
I'm glad you brought that up. Certain parties have been out telling us, those that have declared themselves grand poobahs, that, oh, forget about 9/11, drop it, leave it alone, it's a dead issue, we're not going to win on this. We're winning, everybody's waking up, and then to hear right at the cusp of victory, you know, snatching victory out of the jaws of defeat instead of snatching victory from the jaw. I mean, you know, telling us it's all over, just go to sleep.
Well, they're about to reopen the RFK assassination trial. Maybe people should have given up on that 20 years ago, but now the effects are coming through.
But here's the deal. By exposing that the government killed Kennedy, it's now 90%+, in polls, believe the government did it. By doing that, it opened everybody's minds up to everything else, showing how they're a pack of liars.
And it makes them less likely to try such daring staged incidents in the future, which is a big part of why there hasn't been another
9/11. Well, I mean, take Taiwan, and I'm a fan of Taiwan and their freedom movement, but their president was caught in a fake shooting of himself. It got admitted, nothing ever happened. You know, staging a fake assassination attempt. And why did they do that? Because they wanted to use it for political gain. And they did. But instantly, the Taiwanese were wise to it, weren't they?
Yeah, we've laid the groundwork whenever a major incident happens. And the media will whitewash it with, you know, conspiracy theories behind, you know, insert latest event. But the point is that that's how people react now, because they've got above the level of brainwashing where the official version of events is implanted in their mind and remains concrete for a vast majority of the time. Why give up now?
Yeah, why give up now? What about our little friend, the CIA, Al Ciaeda, guy who they've captured, killed a couple times, captured 3 times, they're back at it again?
Well, they call him the new Bin Laden, and he sure does seem to keep himself busy. He's supposed to have coordinated every suicide bombing, kidnapping, and beheading in Iraq, while still managing to make time in his schedule to be arrested 3 times and killed once. So you complain about being busy all the time, Alex. Well, have some sympathy for Al Zarqawi, because he's been so busy, he still had work to finish after his own death.
Well, this is the deal. They don't later say, oh, we were wrong about his death, or it was actually twice, or we're wrong about his capture. It's just, oh, he's back again. And then it comes out, mainstream news, well, he was in custody, but we released him. And then we've got people who are getting their heads sawed off in FBI custody, quote, given to Al-Qaeda.
It's interesting, because the last time Zarqawi was captured, it came out on the news wires, and then 2 days later, the Pentagon came out and said it wasn't true. But,
and then he supposedly killed this aid worker who'd been there for decades, married to an Iraqi staunch person against the war. It's reported by the BBC and others that 15 men, including white men in government uniforms, come arrest her, kill her, and then blame, and then supposedly the Iraqi resistance did it.
And that's happened in several other cases.
I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Great points, Paul. Stay with us. Come back and talk to Harvey and others. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Third hour coming up, we'll talk about the First Amendment under assault on college campuses and a bunch of other issues. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Harvey in Florida. Harvey, you're on the air with Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones and Paul Watson. What an honor to speak with you again.
Paul likes to be called Waddy Watt, by the way.
You're absolutely
that's his nickname.
Paul is terrific. Mr. Waddy Watt.
Lord Waddy Watt.
Lord Waddy Watt. The truth is winning, Alex, and we will win. I'd like to speak for a few moments about the inauguration, the most staged, fake, phony event in the history of America. What kind of bored-off zombies would even show up there?
Well, I mean, they admit they were, as Paul said, ABC and UPI, they would fade down the audio during booze. They would insert that guy going, look, it's your great leader, worship him. And they called him royalty, and you couldn't have crosses, you couldn't have anti-war signs, though people still ignored that. And this is your freedom.
But you listen to the fake crowds everywhere this guy has gone for 4.5 years.
That's right. They do not allow...
Fake, phony, fraudulent
crowds.
They
don't allow protesters anywhere near. They get like a baseball field 2 miles away.
Well, these are like cockroaches. When you shine the light of truth on these monsters like you do, you're really going to do us a great service because they will go scattering and scampering along. And what... Now, you think about the ball gown. Remember she was wearing a snow white ball gown, Laura Bush, and they were all praising her gown.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Flip the channel. Oh, so beautiful. Flip the channel. Oh, so beautiful. It was the same script.
In the reality, this thing is drenched in the blood of the Iraqi children. And they're dancing and going to ball dances and waltzing very close to the place where our broken soldiers...
Well, I've got to apologize. I keep mentioning an AP article from 2 years ago where $1.2 trillion is missing. I came across CBS News reports from a year ago that I'd missed. It's actually $2.6 trillion. And they've got Rumsfeld quotes just going, sorry, it's gone. We don't know where it is. People wonder why there's all this corruption. We're talking about stealing trillions, people.
Well, there's a handful of people that are making money on this blood, on this war machine. There's a handful of people that are just raking in money. So when we say, oh, we're losing in Iraq, or we're winning in Iraq, these people always win. It's a win-win for a handful of
people. Well, that's right. Exactly. They win if Vietnam goes on for 10 years, when they can win in 6 weeks.
The head of Bechtel, which is a big recipient, and is George Shultz, when you see that the head of... Halliburton is Dick Cheney, and you see the head of the Carlyle Group is Daddy Bush and the Saudi royal family. So these people are making money on this blood. This is one of the greatest crimes against humanity.
No, I agree. Thanks for the call. And then they said it was about weapons of mass destruction, and they got caught lying. They said it was never about that. We never said that. That's an urban legend. Paul, it's an urban legend.
Yeah, there's actually an urban legend website which... lists a bunch of things which are admitted and calls them urban legends, but it's the big authority, so everybody should believe it. You talked about the missing trillions, and that money goes into the black budget, which creates things like this espionage program, which came out over the weekend, loyal only to Rumsfeld, which operates in foreign countries to stir up dissent and try to bring down governments, which ties in with the P2OG thing, which was a program to get terrorists to attack us by kidnapping their family members and intimidating their family members. So that's where it all goes. On the point of the stage and inauguration, I mean, this is why I said that Bush struts around like it doesn't affect him, because he lives in the Truman Show. Even down to the public meetings where the people are screened and handed scripted questions to ask him.
Sign a form promising not to ask any questions, and they get digitized. Do a scan of their driver's license.
Yeah, so Bush lives in the Truman Show. He doesn't even know anybody's watching.
He doesn't even read the newspapers, he says. We'll be right back with the third hour. The